Once upon a time, there was a machinist who lived with his wife and his four-year-old son and his new baby boy in this cheap apartment on the south side of Chicago. He spent a chunk of his meager earnings on alcohol and cigarettes and gambling, and then the bottom dropped out of his life. That baby boy died suddenly at the age of only 6 months. This man was crushed. I mean, the grief was inconsolable. This machinist, John actually was his name, took his one surviving boy to church. Oh, John didn't go in, no. He did wait out in front in his car, smoking his cigarette, reading his Sunday paper, until the day that one of the men of the church looked outside and noticed the man in the car, and he didn't wait for John to come in. He went outside to John's car, introduced himself, asked a few questions, and invited John in. Well, when John said he wasn't dressed for it, the man said, well, it doesn't matter how you're dressed. We don't care. The little boy gave his heart to Jesus in that church. And only a few months later, his dad started coming to the men's Bible class. And one Christmas Eve, John tearfully walked the aisle, accepting Christ's forgiveness for his sins. He would grow in Christ. And ultimately, he'd become a deacon, and then the chairman of the deacons, and then an active Christian lay leader. That little boy was me. Machinist in the car in front of the church was my dad. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about going beyond the walls. We were the unchurched. We were the lost. But someone went outside the walls of the church to reach my father. Because he did, my father is in heaven today. There are more people than ever like my father. They will never know Christ if we wait for them to come inside. We'll have to go out where they are if they're ever going to have a chance at heaven. This is not a new idea. In John 4:4, our word for today from the Word of God, the Bible says Jesus had to go through Samaria. Well, it was there that Jesus encountered the woman at the well and led her out of a life of promiscuity and emptiness into a new life in Christ. And ultimately, she went back and told her village about Jesus, and they all came to him. John 4 tells us that many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the woman's testimony. Now, why did Jesus have to go through Samaria when Jews did everything they could to avoid going through Samaria? Well, because Samaria is where you go if you want to reach Samaritans. If you want to follow our master, we'll need to go where the lost people are. Most of them don't ever plan to go to our religious meeting to listen to our religious speaker talk on a religious subject in a religious place, which is usually how we go about trying to reach them, isn't it? It's no wonder they're still outside. If we want the lost to be at our outreaches, we need to have some of those outreaches in places they'll come to, neutral places. And you've been strategically placed right in the middle of some spiritually dying people. You work with them. You live near them. You're in some group with them. You go to the gym with them. You go to school with them. You recreate with them. You are God's program for rescuing the lost people who are around you. That's why God put you there, to save some lives. See, you already are where the spiritually dying people are. You don't have to go where they are. You're there. It's very possible the reason my dad is in heaven today is because someone left where it was comfortable and someone went outside the walls to reach him. That's where an awful lot of lost people are, and that's where they'll have to be reached, including people you know very well. By the way, as you're listening to this, you might be my dad, because you've never experienced that love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ for yourself, and your heart's ready for that. You want it. This is what you've been looking for all your life. Maybe that's why this broadcast today, this is how he's come looking for you where you are. Don't you want to be where he is forever? Tell him today, Jesus, I'm yours. And I'd love to show you the way that my dad and I both found Jesus. It's right there on our website. Will you go there today? It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. Jesus goes where lost people are. And we have to do that. Going outside the walls may be the only hope for a lot of people in your town. For someone you know. For someone you love.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.